everybody. My name is Vanessa, and I have my co-host, Coach Betty, here with me today. And we are here because we are celebrating 20 amazing women from countries all over the world. We are celebrating International Women's Month, and I am going to pass on to Betty to introduce our guest today.
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Coach Betty Fortunat. I'm excited to be here today to introduce one amazing woman, because we are going to use the entire month to celebrate, to honor women from all over the world. And tonight, we have a special one with us today. Her name is Mona. Miss Mona, welcome.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, everyone. And I'm saying happy Women's Day to everyone. And we should celebrate the Women's Day every day, not only one month or one day. But yes, my name is Mona. I'm from Iran. I moved to US about 12 years ago. And I'm here today for all the questions that you have from Iran.
That's awesome. So Mona, you just told us you're from Iran. So now we want to know more about you, maybe something special. Tell us about you for us to know you a little bit. So what is maybe one thing you want to share about you with the audience?
Yes. The main thing that I want to share these days, I want to say we just want woman life freedom in Iran, which is really, really most important right for everybody, every woman in the world, that they got limited these days with government in Iran, and everybody just justice for rights and for women and for freedom in Iran, actually, especially for women. And I would like to talk about that today.
Okay, good. But this is a platform for you. We're going to ask you a lot of questions. You can let them all out.
Oh, yes, I will.
Sure.
All right. So my first question for you, Mona, is tell me something that we don't know about Iran.
Actually, the special thing in Iran, when you see Iran in the news, is different things that Iran with people and life in Iran. In news, they talk about Iran only about the nuclear, about the war, about all the dictatorship. And that one is the government side, that women doesn't like that. And they are trying to fight with it, but they don't have any power to get the rights. The other side is about the people and historical and all the culture, pure culture and very rich culture that we have. And the government wants to destroy and collapse that, and people are fighting for that. And I would like about the historical Iran history is about 2,500 years ago. And the culture is very rich and very nice culture. People in Iran know all the humanities and trying to be with people, but unfortunately government don't let them to do what they are.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm familiar with some, you know, because I grew up in Europe and I have a lot of friends that are from the Middle East. And so I know some of it, but I'm sure that there's so much beauty and things that are not talked about in the news. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, unfortunately, the Iran culture, people from other countries, they don't hear that much a lot. Mm-hmm. Instead, if they have a Persian friend, Iranian friend, or they can share with them. But if you listen to the news, you don't see the good things about Iran, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's true for so many other countries, and for my country, Haiti.
Exactly.
Sometimes in the news, you will hear the bad things, not the good things, but we have also great things. We got beauty.
Yes.
Amazing things happening, but the news only captivates the bad. And that's true for so many other countries. But thank you for sharing, Mona. But now let me ask you one more question about women specifically. You mentioned how people are being treated in Iran, but I want to know about women especially. So how are women treated in Iran specifically?
Actually, Iran had a revolution about like 44 years ago, and the government from the government changed to the Islamic Republic, and they are trying to limit women in Iran. They are trying to force women to wear the hijab, and they don't have the equal rights like a man in Iran, and they don't have so many things in Iran, like they don't have to allow to go out of the country without their husband's permission. They don't allow to have the custody for their children. They don't allow to sing or like dance in the street or anywhere. Those artists came from after the revolution for the Islamic Republic. And people are fighting. Since I came here for 12 years ago, it get much more better because women does have a little more like angry in themselves about all the limited, and they trying to fight. Actually happened this last September, 6th September 2022, they killed a 22 years old girl because she didn't cover her hair under their hijab, and her hair was like her hijab was from here, not totally from here, and she got arrested and they killed it by morality police. And people after that, people are trying to fight for their right, and they after this killed got announced in the news, people came to the street and they are protesting and they are fighting for their right, and they just keep saying we want justice and we want woman life freedom. And is this happen every day? They arrested men and women because they just want their right. And they killed people easily, unfortunately. And I think we are getting to the revolution soon because people don't stop these days like before. And here, out of the Iran, the other country, Persian or the other people are with us, and they are trying to protest every Saturday or Sunday for that, for help to be their voice, because they cut the network, they cut all the news, and they don't let people to be in the news and to like share their what happened in Iran. And we are trying to be their voice and get their actually their right and get out of this regime and this Islamic Republic regime.
Wow, that's, I mean, I'm gonna say how to qualify this, but definitely, I think that to have so many police. This is morality police that they were the women.
Yes.
I don't know how many type of police you have, but that's interesting to know that you have police, a morality police. I mean, I didn't know that part.
Yes.
That's definitely amazing. I mean, to know that, you know, so.
But morality police is not a morality police. It's just terrorist police. They kill people.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Oh, well, thank you for sharing. I mean, that's...
You're very welcome. I want to share the good things for Iran, but these days, I don't see any good thing for in Iran because it's all about arresting, killing, and it's all about fighting people with government.
So my question was, how have things changed in the last years? So you kind of sort of already explained that. So... Yeah. You said that some things have gotten better, or are they still in?
To compare to 12 years ago, yes, some things got better because before the women doesn't have that much right, they do right now because like if we go to school and we don't cover our totally hair. Mm-hmm. We couldn't, they didn't let us to go to the school or university, but right now at least they cover her from here to back, or people are more brave to fight with the right. And before we didn't have that much brave and that much like power to fight, and because we scared bad. I think it's getting better, and that brave help them to to do this revolution these days.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. But you shared how women in your country, they are not allowed to dance, you know, in
sing, dance, and actually the smallest right that each in any country is nothing, but the smallest right, custody, or they don't allow to go to go far in the country or out of the country without their husbands or dad permission. And it's like
and there was a movie about it too, where they were showing how women, it was hard for them to really leave the country without
exactly.
I've seen a movie like that actually. But I wanted to ask you about the finances though. I mean, I know they don't have rights to get their child custody, they don't have right to go out without their husband. But is there any rights for the women as far as getting to the finances of their lives, or are they allowed to go to work?
They do a lot to go to work, but like the salary wise, all the rights for the work is half of the men's, like, but still women are going to school, they're going to university, and they are in a high study level, like a doctor, master, all they are growing a lot, and they try to fight with it. And they do have, we do have many successful women in Iran, even though the government doesn't let them to be and 100% in work and in all the thing that they have knowledge about, but people are successful and they do have a financial coverage without any help of the men, or they are trying to be by themselves and makes their life by themselves, but it's harder than men's over there.
Got it. But thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
You know, I was just like, I sometimes like wonder, or just as you were talking, I was like, I wonder how frustrating it is for a woman that has like a lot of talent or has, exactly. You know, could save lives as a doctor or whatever, and she's restricted from going to school or obtaining the education. You know, and it's like your hands are tied, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
It is, but actually, like for me, I got graduate in arts and music. I got my bachelor in Iran in music and art. Mm-hmm. I was a children music teacher for about like 7-8 years, and I try to like fight for that because. Even my parents said, no, the art is not, you don't have the right to do anything in this country. You have to go to the school for nursing or something that you can do something. But I fight for that. And I got my bachelor for the music. And I got the best degree for the teaching the music to the children and kids. And I was very successful. And I'm happy for that I did that. And after that, my parents didn't really believe that I fight and I got success on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy to follow your passion and your right.
Yeah, I can imagine. So how have your expectations changed since you have moved here to the United States?
It doesn't get better, like 100% better, but I can say it's about like 20% be better, because women does have more power about their rights and they can fight with it more than me, because before I couldn't do that much, and they would kill us easily. Here, because women, the other countries hear their woman's voice, they are kind of like limited to kill, to arrest, but they still do that, but they are different now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So wait, here, is there like something special for the community here in Iran?
Yes. Or
really?
Yes, there is a Persian community in Iran, and we do have like a institute of Persian, and they do so many things for Iran these days, much more. Yes, for that. Every week we do on Saturday, we do protesting in see by the CNN, but unfortunately, news doesn't cover anything. I don't know, maybe they are in related with the government and they get all benefit from the government. They don't announce that much that we are doing in the street for them, and I don't know why.
Yeah. So you said every week, weekend, you guys are protesting
Weekend.
downtown Atlanta?
Saturday or Sunday, on CNN or Beltline. Those are the places
That's
that.
amazing, because that's amazing, like that you are not giving up on your people and that you want to see a change. How has your mindset shifted since you moved to the United States? Do you feel like that you're a stronger woman now, or tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, since I moved to US, I just feel sorry for the woman in Iran because I see the smallest rights in here that even the kids does have it, and people in Iran don't have that right. And when I go to the country, when I go there, I feel like, wow, people are really suffering here for their right, and they don't know anything about the freedom in the other countries, and they are trying to get that freedom, but they don't allow to do anything. And this is really sad point. Whenever I travel over there, when I compare my life to them, it's like very sad.
Yeah, I
That
believe
really brings me to my next questions, because you mentioned how women are restricted, they don't have the rights, they are fighting for their freedom, literally. They can't do nothing without their husband, their hands are tied. So is there such things as Women's Day in Ireland then? Because you're March 8th, it's International Women's Day. That's why you're here to really share, to speak. There's such thing in Ireland, March 8th. Do they celebrate women any day, time of the year?
Actually, this government does celebrate the woman days as the birth of the prophet daughter, the Islamic prophet Muhammad daughter in Iran. They celebrate, they get that, and they say that's the woman's day. But the regular woman in Iran does celebrate the woman day, March 8th, for the woman aid and day, but they don't allow to those like a protest or having the party, or no, they don't let them to do anything. But
They do? What do they do? Like,
yes,
what's
social media, in social media, people are saying Happy Women's Day and they are celebrating together, maybe at home or somewhere at coffee shop or somewhere, but not like a huge community to celebrate that day.
Okay, and the women over there, since it's their day, I'm assuming that if it's March 8th, it's my day as a woman.
That's
How
right.
do they feel? Do they feel like they are going anywhere? Do they feel like, the load on their shoulder is getting lighter? How do they feel as women on that day specifically?
They don't feel good. I know they don't feel good because they don't have those rights in Iran. And these days, maybe this year is getting better because they are getting close to the revolution. Maybe this year is getting much better for they will celebrate Women's Day much better because this revolution is all about the woman and rights and freedom. And I'm not sure, but I think it will get much better soon.
So to just summarize, are there any women's rights there? Any are the women protected at all?
I don't think so. They're right that they don't have many rights about the women's. No. They do have right. I'm not saying they just what they force people to women to have the do something that they don't want to do. Yes. But people are fighting with that for that, but they don't want it.
Understandable.
Yes.
Go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, so
Is
what I was
there?
going to ask you now, see, what change would you like to see for women in your country and for women around the world?
The change, I just want the equality for the women and men in all of the world. And still, we don't see the equality and we don't see 100% similar. And I'm trying to fight for that because I want to show myself more as a woman. I can't be like by myself and be independent. I don't need any man beside me and I can do whatever I want. And I do have the power to do that. And even in here, I don't see 100%. I see 80%, but in Iran is maybe 40%. The independency for the women. They don't let them to be independent 100%. And I'm looking for that life in future and that freedom and right in future soon.
So yeah. Mona, that brings us, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Betty.
No, so we are looking forward to see more freedom for every woman and especially the women that are, who are from Iran, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes.
So Mona, what is your message to the world? If you got, you know, this, you've got the stage now to yourself. What do you want to tell women all around the world at in this moment?
I think in this quote is everything is equal. Woman, life, freedom, and we are going for that in all of the world, and we will get that soon.
Yes,
yes, I
agree. Freedom is the freedom. Message, right?
Life. Yes.
Yeah, life is too short to have restrictions and limitations, right? And
exactly.
I don't know who invented that to begin with, but
I don't know too.
But thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, Anissa. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. A pleasure.
I'm looking forward to see ourselves in a huge community for women and be celebrate every day for a moment.
Yes, absolutely.
And sometimes too, women think that they take their freedom for granted because some women, they were born in a country where they had rights and they do have rights. They are enjoying some of the freedom that other women in your country mm-hmm. don't have probably. And yeah. they take things for granted. That's our message. Benissa's Cafe, unfortunately, family wants to show the world that not every woman have the same right with you. So mm-hmm. understand.
That's true. Yeah.
Different views around the world because not every woman or as lucky as we are in the US to get some of the rights we are enjoying. So that's why we really
exactly.
the mission to really have a conversation around with women around the world to show other women what's awesome. Going on in your country, for example, prime example that shows how women is going through some hard times so they're fighting for their freedom. They are fighting for their lives basically.
Right.
Thank you. For sharing, Mona.
We thank also you for inviting me. It was my pleasure to get invited and be at least be our woman's voice in here.
Yes, and your voice will be heard because
thank you so
will everyone will hear you.
Yes,
thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Are you part by any chance? Are you part of any like nonprofit organizations for you know women of Iran or?
I am not, but I do have many friends that they are on that because I am not feeling good these days. I would love, I was, but I just caught it. And but I know so many people in that that nonprofit organization that they are working hard for that.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to connect with an organization from Iran, yes. How can they find them?
Actually, I can send a link for you and you can be in touch with them and they are really, really knowledgeable about everything.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, you can share it so we can post it, you know, when we post the interview, we can share the link with the okay. listeners and viewers so that they can research it and become part of something big, you know.
That would be awesome. Sure, I will do that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. Thank and you. I hope you the great weekend and happiness.
Thank you thank so you. Much, everyone, for watching. Please follow Benissa's Cafe We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, follow Passionately Farm. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram too, for more videos like this, because we will go around the world to show you women from all over. Stay tuned, we'll be back tomorrow.
All right, thank you. So much. Have a good day. Bye.